gets all...
Shrink.
Yeah.
It'll shrink.
Okay. And then you say that shirt in the past, that shirt...
That shirt shrunk.
Okay, and it has...
The shirt has shrunk.
Okay.
I hope my grandma... I hadn't had any grandma in a long time. I don't know. I'm doing on that.
What I'm interested in is... it's interesting.
I guess I shrank. The shirt, okay. The shirt shrank, and the shirt has shrunk.
Okay. Whatever seems natural to you, I'm more interested in
what's natural than what I really know is right.
Or what you think? Yeah, yeah. Whatever they might have said at some time in school. In fact, I tend to be quite. anti-school in that sense. Subversive. let me see, the small leather thing with a clasp on it that women always used to carry to keep change in, call that a change
purse.
Okay, and then a larger thing that they carry,
I would call that a pocketbook.
Okay. And then what a woman...
I'll say this, now, if the lady was going out for the evening and had a small little bag, I'd call it a purse.
Okay.
But if she's going downtown to shop and she's got her bag on her arm or something, I'd call that a pocketbook.
Okay. And what a woman wears around her wrist, you call that a...
Bracelet.
Okay. And around her neck, she wears a...
A necklace.
Okay. Or you might say she wears a string of...
String of pearls.
Okay. Let me see. And in the old days, what men used to wear to hold up their trousers were
suspenders.
Okay. Do you ever read about Tom Watson?
Not a whole lot. I'm going to know who he is and know he's from here and that sort of thing. But I've never read any really history on him.
You ever hear those things called galluses?
No.
Okay. I think Tom Watson or braces.
Never heard of called braces.
Okay. Let me see. Nowadays, of course, you wear what?
A belt.
Okay. Let me see. And at the head of a bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. And there's another thing, sort of brown thing that's not a pillow that they often have at the head of a bed. You know what I mean? Maybe don't.
No.
Bolster.
Bolster. That's a new one on it.
Okay.
For a bed.
Okay. Well, for a bed, that means you would use it in another way?
I mean, I'm familiar with the word bolster.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you said bolster. To bolster something, to me, would be to strengthen it.
Okay. Okay. If you might not know this one either, this is another old-fashioned one. In the old days, if you had a lot of kids come over, if you had some people come over to your house and were going to stay the night, you might make up a kind of makeshift bed on the floor. You know what I mean? What would you call it? Pallet.
What?
Pallet.
Well, yeah, I've heard of a pallet, but I would never. I don't use the word.
You wouldn't have thought of that. Okay. Let me see. And then more farm.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I used to think of a pallet as in connection with sleeping was when you were a kid, if you wet the bed, your mother put a pallet over the mattress so that it wouldn't soak through and get in and ruin the mattress.
Ah, okay. That's interesting. Good. Yeah. More farm terms.
All right.
Along a stream, some kind of flat, low-lying land, you might call that?
A bottom.
Bottom, okay.
I might call it something else, I'm not sure.
That's a good term. There's also kind of land like maybe close to a stream.